Dr. Nick and Hot Aussie Chick Show is brought to you by the LasVegasAdvisor.com, CasinoMeister.com, and ThePog.com. Three great sites for all your casino gaming information needs.
If you're receiving this transmission, then this operation is a success. Dr. Nick and the Hot Aussie Chick are in the house and ready to dissect blackjack, poker, and everything in between.
Sorry, just thinking of my Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto?
My Grand Theft Auto. So the new release comes with a casino.
Grand Theft, the video game.
GTA, yes, Grand Theft Auto. So the latest release comes with an online diamond casino resort. Which is great if you're a like serious criminal. Well, so Grand Theft Auto, as we all know, is an online game. Mostly people don't play it. Especially now, it kind of got a little boring, but that's where the casino comes into it. You start out on Grand Theft Auto as just a petty little criminal, and you do little jobs, and you build your way up to like a kingpin, but then what do you spend your money on?
Casinos.
Apparently now you do.
Casinos. I wonder if they had any influence or if they paid any money to have that done.
What do you mean?
Well, sometimes casinos or people pay money for product placement. Happens all the time in the movies.
Oh, well, the Diamond Casino that is on Grand Theft Auto, basically you have a luxury penthouse like you would if you're a big spender. And if the casino goes under, obviously you're going to lose your penthouse and whatever else and blah, blah. But it's all fun. It makes it fun. There's something to spend your crooked money on. Speaking of which, the last show, it has gone up, and everyone knows all of the debacle about Crown, etc., correct?
I remember. We talked about it at length, all the criminal nefarious activities going on in the Melbourne casino of Crown Casino.
Well, the Star City Casino has also been roped into this controversy over links to these junkets.
And
the Star Casino. What's going to happen to them? Well, so, they send more than $400,000 in offshore transactions, or they send rather, which the federal police also investigated, or are investigating, you know, whatever the case may be. And it is from, allegedly, Mr. Chow, who's been blocked from entering Australia. So I don't know where all of that's going. But I don't know. I think they pretty much say they'll do what they want, and they deny it. And they've agreed that this Mr. Chow is not only star royalty, but the chief executive of the biggest high roller operation in the world. It's all just crazy stuff happening.
Wow. So more nefarious activity in Melbourne, Australia, and now in Sydney, Australia.
Well, it seems that he's a crime-linked junket operator, I believe.
Well, that's not good.
Well, no, it isn't. Either him or someone else. Anyhow, what's happening in your world? Forget about all of these criminals and Chinatowns and, you know, all the rest of that
stuff. Well, in Las Vegas, it is hot. It's like 108 degrees today. But, thankfully, my pool is up and running. And I took a nice swim earlier.
I swear, every time we're doing a show, a motorbike goes past. Every single time, right about this time.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I am near a busy road, so sometimes you hear motorbikes, sometimes you hear sirens.
Well, that depresses me as much as the downswing.
Oh, downswing. Speaking of, a friend of mine who happens to be a professional player, all sorts of things, has been experiencing a major downswing. Not really a major downswing, but he's lost about, you know, $8,000 to $10,000 in the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
Bing, bing. And now you know what I was talking about. I just had to talk about.
Yes, the anatomy. Yes. And, you know, the normal, I just kind of tell them that's just the nature of the business. I mean, it is up a series of ups and downs, but he keeps on telling me and how, like, he just kind of just wants to crawl out of, you know, under his bed and not get up. And I said, well, just take a few days off and regroup and hit it again and it'll come back. I know it's hard to do, but you have to do it.
Friends with it's the like getting one outed. Under my bed. Sorry, yes, it is like getting one outed. I had a terrible downswing. I was actually looking at graphs the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not the most accurate graphs, because when you go from I don't know if many people know this, but a lot of the time when you go from being a regular online player to a sponsored online player, they change your name.
Right.
You know, like as an example, Gus Hansen's name online was Gus Hansen and Phil Ivey's name was Phil Ivey. Do you get what I'm saying? But before that, that's probably not what their name was. With Full Tilt, right. Back in the day, I mean.
Right.
So anyhow, I was looking at a terrible graph of mine that has like a $4,500 downswing. It's just down, 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 down every day. And I was like, wow. So there is a little data on that one account, just a tiny little bit. There's just like a few months or something. Or it's, you know, like, I can't remember exactly. But I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, that's just horrible. It makes you not want to play.
It does. It does. But, you know, after a while, you just realize that is just the nature of the business, ups and downs. But hopefully you have more ups than you do downs. And in the long run, you will come out ahead majorly. Right?
Well, when you're me, you certainly realize that, because that online downswing ended with Black Friday.
Oh, so you didn't get a chance to play anymore, did you?
Up I did not go.
Oh, that is not good. And that you never had to get a chance to get it all back.
No. I mean, it was up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. But it was just a big downward swing, even with the big ups. The little ups, rather. So, no, I did not. That has stayed in my head as a poker player. Down, 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 and then out. That's what I call down and out.
Almost, right? In any event, what else is going on in the world?
Well, I just, you know, there's just so much happening with Crown Casino and Star City Casino. The Crown Investigator how do I explain this? So there's a guy called Lawrence Ho. He is a Hong Kong gambling tycoon. And they have found out, you know, this is since the media sting that we spoke all about of in the show.
Yes.
They found out that he owns $1.76 billion worth. Well, it's probably more now, but he purchased that. He acquired that from James Packer. Acquired those shares back in 2014, I think it was. But his involvement dates back to 2004 with Crown Casino. Anyhow, he apparently is not meant to be a part of any casino. He's banned.
Whether it's a junk or otherwise, because of his affiliations with the nefarious people, I suppose.
Well, he did. He had. Basically, a government-granted monopoly over the Macau gaming industry for a very, 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 very long time. Ages, in fact. I think he's banned because of, you know, doing the wrong things, basically. Right. Anyhow, so stuff keeps popping up. Stuff keeps popping up. I don't know. I just, you know, there's just so much and so many... I shouldn't add to it, I suppose. They're saying that he doesn't exercise any influence on any financial decisions and stuff like that. So, those parts of the story about all of this, this is true, obviously, because everyone's saying that. But, you know, it's basically, look, It's a mess. It's a mess, and no one knows what to
do. Well, in other news, some recent numbers came out about the impact of the new casino, the Encore Casino in Boston. And it's doing pretty well. It's actually doing so well that there's a casino that is in Rhode Island, which is not too far from Boston, and they are actually announcing about 30% layoffs because they've just seen a significant drop in table game revenue because of this new opening of this casino. They're taking away their business, apparently.
Wow, you just spoke really fast. Either that or we've got a crappy connection between us. But in any case, I've never heard of a casino in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I've never heard of a casino in Rhode Island. And clearly, I don't know much about Rhode Island either.
Well, Rhode Island is the smallest state in the United States, so it's often overlooked. But yes, it's not a major casino, but it is definitely doing an impact. And in addition, there and some other news going on within the United States. The owner of the Dallas Cowboys, his name is Jerry Jones.
Which is the team that I support, as we all know, do we not? I'm a Dallas Cowboys idiot fan.
The owner of that football team named Jerry Jones is actually very close to building a new casino in Arkansas, which will reportedly spend $225 million.
Wow. So,
and also in Pittsburgh, construction is underway on a new facility. Casino.
Facility.
Yeah, facility.
We should just rename them. Facilities works.
Yes. A new casino is underway in Pittsburgh. So also they are looking at doing. There's been a report issued on whether or not Chicago, Illinois, my hometown, go Cubs, is actually looking to build a casino within their city limits. So a lot of stuff going on.
The latest news, no casino for Chicago is the latest news.
Well,
we have to argue over this.
Well,
do you know why?
They've denied it, but they're actually studying whether or not they can do it or not, which is
doing that as of last night.
Well,
the latest news says that it's going to cost so much money that this mayor, Lori Lightfoot, said, let's just forget about arguing about where the damn casino goes.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's the latest news on that, I suppose.
Right. Yes. Sorry, I was just reading it like literally 10 minutes ago. So it has changed within the last 24 hours. They've said that the fees and the taxes, they just don't, they can't do it. So as an example, the initial application fee up front is $250,000, and then there's a $15 million reconciliation fee. Then there's up to $120 million in gambling position fees. So financial experts have said that the upfront tax payments embedded into the casino statute wouldn't allow for a casino operator to be successful. Oops, I said the sex word again. there you go. Probably they're not going to get one because of fees. That sucks.
I guess that's good for the people who don't want it, but bad for the people that do want it. So,
I think that everyone in the locations where the casino was meant to be going, or the choices that they had, should want the casino.
Right. And in Vegas news, Caesars Entertainment, they put out their new quarterly reports, and they did a little bit better than they did last quarter. So they only managed to lose $315 million this quarter. And that's about 47 cents a share.
Only managed to lose that much. You're meant to be making money, aren't you?
Well, casinos tend to be very poorly run, and they're just not doing as well as they should be. In my opinion, it's because they really don't cater to the gamblers anymore. It's more towards the the younger kid, like the 20 to 30 year olds, which doesn't make any sense. Animals. Yeah, but see, it doesn't make any sense to me because those people don't have any money to spend on anything. So they're bringing in these major shows and the nightclubs and I never understood the Vegas nightclub scene. I know you had a story where they wanted to charge you $1,000 to get into a nightclub.
Oh no, that was my sister, and she paid. Yes.
What? She didn't pay it, did she?
Well, she didn't. Other people did. Regardless, it was paid, and they didn't last very long in the nightclub. They left. I didn't believe this, but there's video footage of it. $1,000 charged to get in the nightclub.
How many people did that allow in?
Actually, I don't know if that was one or that was for all four of them.
Well, still, that's $250 a person. That's quite a lot of money.
Right.
Well, so
anyway, they went. You know, maybe they're also making no money because of the complaints about them.
That could be it, too. I mean, every time I hear...
People are sick of them.
Well, they're sick of just... I don't know. From what I see, they're not getting any value anymore. I mean, I know you had a story when you were here the first or second time that you came here that you spent $20 and it was gone in like 5 minutes.
On the Game of Thrones machine, yes.
Yes, yes.
It was a stupid thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, but it looks so pretty. Just so pretty. In the UK, there has been heaps of complaints. Do you know, in the last 5 years, so this is just 5 years, there has been a $5,000 surge in complaints. That's 1,000% per
really?
Year. Yes, over gambling. There were 8,266 complaints just last year in the UK.
Now, what were they for?
Well, mostly they were for not paying out.
Of course.
Issues for problem gamblers, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. The point is that maybe it's because of all of these complaints. Yes, I have a complaint. I have a complaint with the Rio. Do you know what? Let me give you some advice, people. Now, I shouldn't pick on the Rio because obviously they could ban me from there. But here I am.
Speaking of which, I got a story about that in a moment when you're done.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow, Rio, I stayed there for 17 days and I contacted them twice a day, every day, for multiple days over a door to my bathroom. Now, I know that this sounds petty, but I was so scared of this door. I was so scared it was going to smash into pieces. It's a glass sliding door, right? And you'd slide the door across and it wasn't on its tracks properly and I couldn't get it on its tracks. I tried everything. And I'm an Aussie woman, you know, so that just says a lot. Anyhow, couldn't get it on its tracks. Rang them. Also rang them about the light, which kept going psh, psh, and sparking at the PowerPoint. Anywho, they didn't come and fix it. And what happened is the door went boom, boom, and hit my ankle. I am scarred for life. So I rang them up and I said, now the door has hit my ankle because you didn't come and fix it. So they sent a doctor and they sent a casino representative and then they didn't get back to me. I contacted them over and over and over again and just saying, this is just not good enough. I've got a scarred ankle. You didn't fix the door. I want something done about this. You know, at least waive my stay, you know, say I'm sorry. No, apparently their tactic is don't contact them, don't answer them, don't reply to them, and if you see their number, don't acknowledge it. So there you go. Don't get injured. If you do, contact the lawyers straight away. I've heard Tiger lawyers are great. I see their signs everywhere.
Right. Now, also, whatever you do, it might not be a good idea to give a bad review on one of the big review sites like Yelp or something because.
Well, I just gave a bad review.
There was a comedian
hundreds
named.
Hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Well, let me just tell you what happened here. The comedian Doug Stanhope was banned from all Caesar's properties because he gave a bad review on Yelp, and they didn't like what he said.
Well, I'm shocked, aren't I?
Yeah, all I know is that what they did. Now, there was a big thing about it, what happened, but apparently he is no longer welcome at any of those properties. I'm not sure whether or not it will be valid because of the new.
Yeah, that was ownership ages ago. So ignore it. That was before the new owners came along, who I'm sure will look after everyone perfectly fine. I give them nothing but praise. See, that I've just saved my sorry ass. Anyhow, that was a long time ago now. The point is, if you're going to get injured in a casino, don't complain. Right. If you're going to complain, don't complain to them because they'll just ignore you.
100%.
And so, apparently, don't do what I've just sung because you're going to get banned.
Well, in any event, so we have to get a little bit more information. I don't know whether that held or not, but we will have to look into that a little bit more deeply in the future.
Speaking of banned, did you know, it just seems I keep returning to Asia and Australasia, even though we're just so Vegas-focused, you know, what we should be. And have been, but you know that gambling's banned in China.
Right.
So China and Philippines are going to have a little verbal war.
Okay.
China, even though, well, so Macau is part of China, right? But that's kind of independent. If you go and have a look at the way it works, it's a special administrative region of the People's Republic, which means it's basically immune from mainland laws. So it's legal to gamble in Macau. The rest of China, it isn't, except for their lottery. And it's like a state-run lottery and a sports lottery. They're not allowed to gamble at all. China has said, because they're really angry, because the Philippine Gaming and Amusement Corporation have 55, what they call POGO, P-O-G-O, business operations happening, which is, gambling operations. And there's an estimated 100,000 Chinese workers. And the Chinese have said, no, we don't want you working there. And do you know what they've said? China have said that its citizens, okay, and I keep telling everyone to obey the law, and this might make them realize how serious things are. It's not just a little, big thing you should ignore. They're going to be, everyone's thinking, I know you're all thinking, here she goes again, but listen to this craziness. China has said that its citizens who accept a job in the Philippines gaming industry have reported being subject to modern slavery, with their passports confiscated, long hours, little pay, and physical abuse.
Well, that's pretty much how it goes in par for the course in China.
Well, that's what happens if you do the wrong thing.
100%.
If people don't do the wrong thing to start with, they won't have all of that stuff happen. Anyhow, they're going to have a little chat about this. China kind of likes the idea of gambling now, the man that's looking into things because of all of the tax revenues, of course, but...
Of course.
And me who? Revenues. Speaking of money and revenues, gambling transactions on mobile phones. Did you know that they're the second in the world of transactions? Oh. All transactions made. So, like, say you go shopping on eBay or you deposit on an online gaming site. Second. Gambling transactions, second.
Right.
Oh, I'm just saying, that's pretty big, right?
That is pretty
especially big. Especially when online gaming is banned in so many countries. Well, poker at least. Gambling, poker.
Mm-hmm. Is that because of like WSOP and probably the Europeans doing
it?
It
was first in the world. Okay. It's dropped. And that's due to obviously stricter. Was it first in the world? I don't know. I know that fraud's dropped, though, because of the stricter gambling transactions.
Well, that's good.
You know how you can't, like, just buy golf balls? I remember, back in the day, buying golf balls. That's what it would show up on my bank transaction. Deposit for some golf purchases.
Oh, so they would trick the system then.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. Anyhow, I'm just rambling on. What were you going to say? I don't know. There's just so much. This is just the craziest show.
Well, it's kind of all over the place. And we have our alien Area 51 update coming up later. But I just wanted to announce to everybody that in Gary, Indiana, which is just outside of Chicago, some more casino news. Actually, the Hard Rock has bought that, and probably within the next year or so, they're going to be it's going to be converted into the Hard Rock Casino, Hard Rock Gary, and they acquired it for a $400 million
Hard Rock partnership. Gary.
Not to be confused with our friend.
Is that what you said? It's a Gary? Gary, G-A-R-Y?
Yeah, Gary, Indiana, yes.
That's an actual place?
Yes, it's
a place called Gary?
Yes, okay. Gary, Indiana, just outside of Chicago.
Hard Rock Gary. Okay.
So that's what that's going on.
Well, you're really on top of the news this week.
Oh, this week there's just so much going on right now. I mean, it's kind of hard to sift through it all.
And you know what's going to happen is next week, everyone's going to be going, oh, this is such boring shit, you know, listening to all this dopey casino news. Who wants to hear about it? Next week, there'll be none.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. But a lot of people buying up, a lot of companies buying and merging, so we'll see what happens. You know, it's an ever-growing industry right now, so hopefully. And speaking of industry, we do have the upcoming casino gaming expo this year, and
of course
the G2E, and
you're
of course
banned from that.
I am banned from that. Yes, I am.
I should go and give them a piece of my mind on behalf of Dr. Nick and the Hot Aussie Chick. I should say you all ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the legal action I took against them, because it was fine. Yes, you can't go there and sue somebody, but we'll have to see.
Well, I suppose they shouldn't be ashamed of themselves. They do a good job. I'm being sarcastic, just in case they're listening in. It is a bit of sarcasm. The G2E is a fabulous thing. It really is.
I may in the future.
This is very sad.
I may be able to
attend again.
I hope so. Under a different name.
Oh, that'll be fabulous.
Perhaps that might work.
Yeah, go and do business as someone else.
Yes, so we're looking for that, you know. But it's a good place to have the people meet and kind of get a feel for what's going on, you know, in the industry.
I agree. Look, honestly, other than a few things that they've done wrong to maybe you, I think the GT2E is just the best thing. It really is. I mean, stop and think about it. How else does gaming get showcased?
That is true. But I mean, I know a few years ago they tried to roll out a social gaming initiative, which just flopped terribly. No one's playing their games, and you know they started losing a severe amount of money. And I pointed it out to them. And I said, hey, listen, you know, you guys are making all this noise about how we're doing for the people, but in the meantime, they're nickel and diming all the patrons to death. All the casino goers, it's costing them, you know, $18 a day to park at some places, and the hotel rooms are through the roof, and the resort fees, quote unquote, are, you know, $35-$40 a night. So by the time you add up, you know, you get a room for $30 a night, oh, you're thinking you're great, but then you add, you know, the $35-$40 resort fees, so you're paying $80 a night, and then, you know,
that's
even on top
good
of that.
Still. Think well, of how much that you've paid in other places for accommodation per night.
Well, I'm just giving round numbers. At some point, you know, it's like $69, and it'll jump up to $120.
Right, I see. Yes, of course.
And then they talk about the resort fees. A well-known poker player made a nice video about the quote-unquote resort at the Rio. And
yes, I was going to mention that earlier, actually, when I was bagging them out. Remember, guys and girls that are listening in, this is years ago. This is not under the new operators, and this is not, you know, so, yes, it's like resort fees. This ain't no resort, and he pretty much had the same complaints as I did.
Yeah, and I believe he complained hard enough, and then they did take the resort fees off of it.
Right.
Now, again, now this particular person, we're not going to mention his name because we haven't cleared it with him, but he does have a large network of followers, so he can use his influence to go ahead and put pressure.
No one cared about my ankle.
No.
Let me show you this. How crazy is this? So, again, I don't want to make enemies, and I'm not going to make enemies because I'm cool with all these people. They understand that, you know, I'm just – this is kind of a joke in a way. you know, a bit of old time joking around, the stories that you tell. So here I am at the World Series of Poker doing radio for the World Series of Poker, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I smack my ankle on a door at the Rio where I'm doing this, you know, doing this business operations. And that's what happens. They should have removed all of my resort fees too. Anywho, I should have kicked up more of a stink.
Well, there, if somebody does get injured, I do encourage people to take legal action against them, because...
they'd laugh at you in Australia if you bunged up your ankle.
Should have watched where you're going, mate.
Exactly. Oh, dear. So all this casino takeover stuff and whatever else, we're just completely off track. As you were saying before, the show is all over the place. I wanted to mention that the Luxor has taken interim control of the Ocean Casino Resort. Because it's
basically a bunch of crap.
I don't know. I remember reading it, I don't know, about a week ago now, in fact. The Ocean Resort Casino, New Jersey, I think. Oh, it's an Atlantic City property. There you go. Mm-hmm. Atlantic City property. So the Luxor has taken... There's a whole bunch of problems that they're facing. And, yeah, that's what's happened. The Luxor... Well, they're saying that it seems to show some signs of success suddenly, that it's starting to show some, but, and they're hoping that it'll continue around, to turn around. But, yeah, anyhow, troubled history for that casino when the Luxor has done some takeovers. So there's takeovers everywhere, or cancellations, or new buildings, or whatever else. It's another one to add to the deck.
And in Miami, there was a group of casino workers that were actually charged with stealing about $5.3 million.
Wow, that's like Ocean's 8.
Yeah, through an elaborate scheme of computer frauds, and they were tampering with the gaming machines when they were testing them. So... because when you test them, you actually take money from the cage and you actually mm-hmm. cycle through the money, you know, through the machine. And they were taking out a certain amount and not putting it back. So they ended up getting busted and charged with that amount of money. So they are actually in a little bit of trouble.
Well... Again, another story to follow on from that about trouble in the poker world.
More trouble in the poker world?
There's always trouble in the poker world, always trouble. And this time it was Poker Night in America's host, Jesse. He cracked a joke. He cracked a joke during Friday's broadcast, Friday of Poker Night in America. So the Friday broadcast. He joked around and he suggested that people should follow home a intoxicated player and rob them.
Why would they do that? That's not good.
Well, I guess it was kind of a joke, so I don't know. Do you think that's funny?
Well, it depends in context, like everything else. It depends in context, but I know that the Rio actually had a lot of trouble with that. Or not a lot of trouble, but there was some trouble, some concern with that this year. People getting robbed at their World Series of Poker, right?
Right. They were worried about, yes. And even before that, players being stalked out and working out where they are and then trying to take their role on arrival home. Anyhow, so
well, you have a story about that where somebody was followed home.
Yes, and he was jumped by four people, correct. That would be Jody Fiennes. It was horrible. You should have seen his bruised and bashed up face. Anyhow, so Jesse said that, and I'm not going to tell you who, but someone said, the reason I'm not going to tell you who is because I want to hear your thoughts on this. Do you think that joke is funny? Someone should follow him home and rob him, blah, blah. You know, is that like just a little lighthearted, or is that putting ideas in people's heads? And is it, you know, just stupid? Like, what is it? What
well, I wouldn't personally, you know, say it to people because it just doesn't, it's not good. You know, I mean, I don't want to hold any responsibility for that in any sort of manner. And, you know, people sometimes get out of hand when they get drunk and, you know, they do stupid things and they'll probably...
No, he was sober. He was commentating. He was talking about someone else.
I know. Yeah, but why would he insist on somebody... Why would a person get drunk at a casino when they have thousands of dollars, you know? You know,
plenty.
Wow. If they're not going to get robbed, they're probably going to give it away at the table if they're drunk.
What do you think that his punishment should be for saying it then?
At the very least, I'm sure he should apologize, but I don't know.
Well, he's done that. He's apologized.
Oh, okay, maybe it was in bad taste. You know, all is forgiven, no harm, no foul.
Well, let me tell you that this is how far it's gone. Sean Deeb, who's a regular on Poker Night in America, of course, right, has told him on Twitter that he will no longer, or that he no longer wants to compete on shows that he commentates.
Well, Sean Deeb is a very polarizing figure anyway. I mean, I don't really care for him. He's a good poker player, that's for sure. He's a great poker player for sure. But just some of the comments that he makes, especially on Twitter, especially he made a lot of stuff.
This is all over Twitter. So this is on Twitter.
Why is he even saying things? Because he made some very unsavory comments towards Daniel Negreanu recently.
I'm sure he's made a lot of unsavory comments in his life in poker. Let's see. He, in fact, I believe, put a tampon on a table once and mocked women.
Well, he dressed up as a woman, as I recall, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Entered the ladies' tournament. You know, he was being a complete dick. But, you know, he at the same time was putting a point across, which is women whip his ass. No, that wasn't the point. I don't know. This is all over Twitter. They, you know, they've had a huge fight on Twitter. Lots of people. And Jesse has said this: I made a bad joke tonight during the final moments of a long live stream. I suggested that the viewers and I get together and follow an intoxicated player home to rob him of his money. I also implied that his girlfriend was in our hypothetical heist. This was a joke, of course. Well, obviously it's a joke, right? And right. I completely ruled out any possibility that would be perceived in any other way. I was wrong. I was also completely aloof to a very real concern in these players' lives, which it is a real concern. I mean, as I said, Jody Fan, look at him. Look at what has happened to him. He got beaten up, like seriously, smashed to pieces.
Right. You can forgive it. So, I mean, at the
he
end
continues on to say, I have to read his whole apology. Okay. So we can, you know, see what comes out of it. I want to know what people think. Many of you have reached out and shared personal stories about the risks that come with being in a profession that often requires carrying large sums of money. People do that. They do that in blackjack. They do that in poker. Gamblers carry large sums of money. So that, you know, I'm just adding that in. He didn't say that. For me to make this joke on a public platform was reckless. Having now learned about incidents that occurred earlier this summer in Vegas, maybe he's talking about some of it, I feel very stupid and certainly embarrassed. I owe an apology to Quinn Bruno for being the subject of my stupid joke, You Crushed Tonight. I also apologize to friends of Quinn who expressed their distaste for the joke, to which I ignored. Discarding those objections was incredibly insensitive because I hadn't bothered to ask why. I just assumed it was unwarranted, and that was completely absent-minded and contrary to the person I'd like to be. I also owe an apology to anyone else who has been a victim of something like this. Do you think that's a good enough apology and we should all forget about it?
Well, first of all, I don't think he wrote that. It sounds a lot of lawyer talk to me. I think the lawyers probably drafted that. Secondly, I would forgive him because when you're broadcasting for a long, long time, like hours and hours, some just the stupidest and craziest things come out of your head. I mean,
absolutely. If you
and you know this, I mean, just from watching the news coverage of the 2016 presidential elections, just the things that they, I mean, these guys are on air for, you know, 9-10 hours at a time. And
that's hour, like eight or nine, when I was doing radio.
Yes.
I was doing hours upon hours upon hours of radio for the 2017 World Series of Poker, the official late eight radio, and I said some dumb stuff too.
Yes, it just goes on and on and on and on. So, I mean, I think it can be forgiven.
But then again, I say dumb stuff, don't I? You know, like sometimes. For short periods of time.
You know,
I don't think it's just, that serious.
I don't think so. In my observation,
that's like people saying stupid things about, I don't know, this is a touchy subject, but, you know, someone says something dumb like, oh, why don't you just go shoot up a school or something? You know, in other words, they're calling someone a complete psychopath. They don't actually mean go and do it. They're not encouraging that. No one would encourage such behavior. So I think, you know, it's, anyhow.
Right. Well, another thing that I know this for a fact is Mr. Sean Deeb, I don't know this for a fact, but it's been my observation that Mr. Deeb tends to just blow things. Yeah, just blows things way out of proportion because maybe he likes the attention. I don't know. But
maybe that's helped put him on the map, even though he's a hell of a player. Everyone has, I don't know.
Yeah, he was a phenomenal. Like, I don't know what he did this year, but I know last year he won like three bracelets. Mm-hmm. Last year, he just did a phenomenal job. I mean, I don't really care for him personally, but the guy is just a great player.
Okay, so more about poker, because we don't really talk that much about poker, do we?
We do. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't. I know we do during the World Series of Poker. We do. We elaborate a lot on that.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose that's why our show is all over the place on casinos now. The World Series of Poker is finished, and it's all casino talk, casino, casino. And they're all making their moves. It's like a game of Monopoly out there.
Yes, and we also have, there's buying up, and they're looking, like I said, but like we mentioned last week, Bellagio and MGM.
Land on my property and pay $2,000.
Well, they're up for sale for like $7 billion. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on.
It's like a game of Monopoly. It really is.
It's casino business.
All over the world, not just Las Vegas, all over the world. Anyhow, the whole poker scene, it's changing. And I remember when I was a youngster in poker, you know, in my 20s. Wow. Did I just say that?
Yeah, when the first Grand Theft Auto came out.
Right, exactly, right?
I do remember that, yes.
So I remember way back then, and things were changing all of the time. Of course, I've just stayed around. I haven't changed. However, a lot of the things changed because of families, such as babies. And, you know, there are two very well-known, and I want to say congratulations to them. That's where I'm getting to. And enjoy your changed life also. There are two very well-known expecting mums.
Who are
this
they?
Changes the poker. Well, that would be Sarah Herring from Poker News, who also got the award for the greatest journalist this year. Very well-deserved, I must add. She does a phenomenal job. She has got the most amazing baby bump happening. And, you know, she's kind of halfway there, I think. So, you know, congratulations to her. I'm sure that's going to absolutely change her life. It's going to be an amazing venture. But also, again, by change her life, I mean, you know, it's a little hard to travel all around the place with a bubby and do broadcasting and whatnot. So I don't know what's going to happen there. And the other one would be Natalie Hoff. She was a sponsored 888 Poker or ambassador for 888, whatever you would call her. And she's very, very late term in her pregnancy. It seems she didn't play much during the World Series of Poker, and also an amazing baby bump. Just looking, she was glowing in her photos, standing by the pool, enjoying Vegas summer. You know, her and her partner have had a life of traveling, you know, from country to country to country playing poker.
And not anymore.
Well, no. I don't think so. And that's what happens. That's how poker changes. You know, no. Dads have babies as well. I don't actually have the babies, but, you know, they have a family and they don't want to leave their little ones and carry on off. So,
no, you know, but this raises a very interesting point. And I want to bring it up because you were in this type of arena, but you had your children well before you started playing poker.
And
your children were born, weren't they? Were they not?
Well, they were born, yes. I was never pregnant. Well, right. Well, that's kind of a lie, but it's the truth. So I started playing poker seriously, my youngest was 18 months old.
Okay, but the point is this. The poker industry right now, at least these major corporations with these sponsors, pros, are bringing in a lot of young, mm-hmm. attractive women. This woman from Brazil, I know, and a couple other women as well. But as they get a little bit older into their mid to later 20s and they start having children and essentially retiring from poker, would you say that will you see a massive turnover?
Well, that's what I meant about changes. Do you know, yes. throughout the years, I have seen so many women. I'm not saying that Sarah or Natalie are going to come or go or otherwise. I don't know what their decision is going to be. It may be exactly the same as mine is and continue on. Mm-hmm. But I've seen so many women come and go. Motherhood is tough. And I'm not just talking about a new baby or a toddler or any of that kind of stuff. Motherhood and poker is tough. No matter how old they are. Right. So, as I said, my child was 18 months old when I was getting seriously into poker. I think my youngest child was 5 years of age when I was a sponsored pro, expected to travel to the World Series of Poker and play and so on and so forth. Good luck with that. It takes the strength and courage to live that life of, I don't know. This is why poker women are so strong. If you can get through all of that and continue in the poker industry, my hat off to you.
Right. So
think of all of the women though, and this is the point that you're making, and this is what I'm getting to. We have Maria Ho. Is she going to eventually have bubbies? And you know, the Tiffany Michelles and a co-worker from Poker News, Sasha Salinger, has just been married. You know, is she going to have babies? There's just so many women that are at the forefront for poker that are probably going to have families in the next 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what happens there. So we're going to see an evolving environment. So, I mean, there's a lot of players a lot of well-respected players who seem to think if there's going to be a major resurgence in the poker industry, it will be on the backs of, you know, the women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll have to see. We're going to plan on watching that, waiting for that to evolve. We want to get to a couple more things before we wrap up. The first one.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about that. Anyhow, whatever. Congratulations, okay. Ladies. Congratulations. Yes. I can't wait to see their beautiful little bundles of joy and to see what the next chapter of their lives looks like. There's some amazing stuff happening. Anyhow. Well,
moving on. This was an item that was in the news. Actually, it came in the news yesterday, and I believe I sent it to you via text message. I have some family that lives in the Detroit area, mm-hmm. and there was a professional poker player named Michael Borovets, B-O-R-O-V-E-T-Z, Borovets.
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you, but I think you sent it to your other radio wife.
Oh, I see.
Whoever she is, because I don't remember receiving these. But whatever. I had no blood in my head yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You were at the doctor's surgery.
I was having like half a liter of blood drained from me. Anyway.
In any event, Michael Borovets, who was a professional poker player, he was arrested at Detroit Airport in transit to Florida for the seminal Hard Rock Poker tournament that's going on there. And what this guy, this just scumbag of a player did, mm-hmm. is he would go around at whatever airport he was in.
I definitely missed this.
Oh, well, whatever airport this guy is in, when he's traveling, he'd go up to people during his layovers or connections and tell them a very sad story and then ask them for money, which he would actually promise to mail back to them. And some people would give him his money. Most people would not.
What the heck?
And he actually got several thousands of dollars in the course of, you know, 3 or 4 years doing this.
Wow.
And he was actually arrested in Detroit 2 days ago.
Good for doing job. This.
And because they got a tip from somebody that he was in transit there. Me. So they arrested
yes,
him.
Yes, yes. That's my regular bourbon burp. My apologies, everyone. I'm such a gross.
The bourbon burp. So be careful, people.
I don't think any of our listeners are that stupid to give people money at the airport.
Well, what he would usually do, he would approach elderly people and tell them a story about his children, scummy. His children or his grandson or whatever the case may be, to try to get them to give them money. And most people would say no, but he over the years he got several thousands of dollars. So he's being charged with several misdemeanors. And hopefully he will actually get his day service time. Yeah, so there you go.
That actually reminds me of something. So I was headed over to Las Vegas 1 year. Which year that was, I don't remember. Was it Las Vegas? Actually, I might have been going to Tasmania. I don't know. Anyhow, I was at an airport. There was a woman hysterical. She was sobbing and crying, and I was like, oh my goodness gracious me. I was looking at this woman waiting for my bags, and I was thinking, she is 100% going to kill herself. Like, it was that bad. She was that bad, and no one was paying any attention to her. Of course, little angel heart in me thought, Danielle, you need to help her. So over I went. Now, I could have easily been robbed by her. It turns out that it was a legitimate case that she'd caught her husband out with another woman, and her husband of 15 years, and she just rang her kids and told them what was going on, and she was there, and she said to him, if you want to continue with this relationship with me, blah, 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 meet me at the airport at this spot, and if I don't see you, I know you chose to run off with your girlfriend. And he left her there with no money, nothing. She didn't want money from me. She was just an absolute mental wreck. So anyhow, it does happen. Suckers like me come along. In that case, it was a legitimate story, and she was not after anything.
So it's a shame. But as we wrap up, let's talk about the
Area 51?
Area 51 we got going.
Well, just first of all, if anyone wants to become a blackjack dealer, there are classes starting August 26. I don't know if anyone would contemplate doing this, but it is at Massachusetts. The Massachusetts Casino Center, Massachusetts Casino Career Training Institute, rather. Another training session in blackjack. So the blackjack dealer training classes, and the reason I'm advertising this is because we're always short of dealers. The blackjack dealer training classes start August 26th. They're held noon to 3 p.m. Monday through to Thursday. The classes end October 16 and will immediately be followed by carnival games training, which ends on November 21st. New dealers, as most people would know, need to know two games. To be a dealer, all of those who pass the classes are guaranteed an audition with MGM Springfield. And the cost of it is only $598. MGM Springfield supervises the people that train them. The classroom is the grounds of MGM Springfield. Blah, 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 blah. You know, they have to wear what looks like dealer's clothes, so on and so forth. Serious business. If you want to become a dealer, a blackjack dealer, there you go.
Or you're a casino well game dealer or anything.
Right.
Correct. So, now that we're done,
yes, Area 51.
It turns out right now that
moment?
Well, not right now, this very moment, but I'm going to read the headline. It says, no joke, Storm Area 51 raid launches extraterrestrial odds on alien pilgrimage outcome.
They're betting on it?
Yes.
That was my idea.
So it looks like...
I've got proof that that's my idea. I should get a rake on this.
Well,
we did this shows ago, and I said, this should be bet on blah, 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 blah. There could be all kinds of bets. So whoever's doing that, if you're listening to our show, I want in.
Well, the odds are right now are the over-under is 1.51 million people. They think 1.5 million people are going to show up. And it's minus 400 for the over and plus 250 for the under. Now, just so people know, what that means, a minus 400 for the over, which means that if you bet $400, you get $100. So it's a 4-to-1 bet to lose or bet to win. So you have to bet four times the amount to get the amount. So it, for every $100 you bet, you win $25. And the under is plus 250. What that means is you get, if you bet $100, then and it's under that amount, then you get $250 for every $100
you bet. They're 100% going to do this. There's going to be heaps of people. I actually didn't think that the world could be that stupid. But... Oh, it
turns out they are.
Do you know what? Is it stupid, though? Is it?
I don't think so.
The numbers have gone up. Since last week, there was 1.5 million people going or interested. This week, there's 3.5 million going or interested.
Really? But
yes,
again,
they will meet up in rural Nevada and coordinate our parties. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens. 2 million definitely going, 1.5 million interested, and 219,000 people have shared.
So what do you think? Do you think, would you bet over or under?
Under.
You think under 2-1? So,
of course, the world's full of chickens. They're not going all in on this. Half of them are going to absolutely crap themselves. Do you think we have a right to know? I have to ask this question. Do you think we have a right to know absolutely everything in this world? To enter this property, to be told, to be shown, do you think we have the right?
Well, once upon a time, I did work for the Department of Defense. And there were some things that I saw, and I was kind of glad that the general public did not know, because there's some things that just need to be done under the cloak of secrecy, because it just, most people just can't handle that type of information. So okay. I can see both sides of the argument, but I mean, what benefit does it serve? What's the outcome there? I mean, if we knew they're aliens, everybody probably knows there is or not isn't. Who knows? But
does it matter if there's aliens?
I don't know. I would be sure as heck. But see, what people come to is they think they're withholding technology, which would make the lives of people easier. So that's where the dilemma comes.
Like cures for cancer.
Something like that. I don't know exactly, but it could be any number of things.
Well, so. Good luck to all of those. The Air Force has already said to you, do not storm Area 51. We are warning you. That could only mean one thing.
Place your
There's bet. A lot of barren land out there. There was once a battle in the USA where there was is it the Battle of Waterloo? I can't remember.
Waterloo where there was when it was Napoleon.
Oh, well, anyway, there was basically a whole valley full of blood, just bodies piled up and piled up and piled up and piled up. And well,
that
you
might
know,
have
like,
been Valley Forge or Gettysburg, one of the two.
I don't know. Either way, I can see them just shooting them all.
All right. So in any event, I think that should do it for this week. And unless you have any other information you want to get to?
No, I don't think I do. I think that I've covered it all. Congratulations to the mum, the Luxor, the blackjack classes, gambling transactions increases. Philippines and China are going to have big talkings. And there's no casino probably for Chicago. That downswing stuff was really depressing. Grand Theft Auto, not so depressing. That made it so much great adding a casino. So much bad stuff with Crown and Star City junkets now. I don't know. That's it.
All right. Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk to you then.
We will. Cheerio.
Bye-bye. Hold on, Danielle.